Last night, President Bush told the nation that he would not be sending more U.S. troops to Iraq unless military commanders there say they're needed.
But our commanders tell me they have the number of troops they need to do their job. Sending more Americans would undermine our strategy of encouraging Iraqis to take the lead in this fight.
The issue of troop strength also came up in today's confirmation hearing for General Peter Pace. He's President Bush's nominee to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Pace is currently vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and if confirmed, as seems likely, he'll be the first member of the Marine Corps to become chairman. At his two-hour-long confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee today, Pace answered a wide array of questions, most pertaining to Iraq. He said he and the other Joint Chiefs have struggled over the correct level of U.S. troops in Iraq, now about 140,000. A former rifle platoon leader in Vietnam, Pace said he understood that a commander in a firefight never feels he has enough troops. But as you get farther away from that fight, there is a bigger picture.
There's also a balance that must be accommodated or understood, that is the balance between having enough forces to provide sufficient security for the political governance to take place and having too much force that presents more targets, more what would be viewed as oppression. I am personally comfortable with the size force we have.
But many in Congress are not, including Republican Senator John McCain, who said while he supported Pace's nomination, he strongly disagreed with his views on troop strength.
We do not have and have not had enough troops, and we've paid a very heavy price. And, General, that's not just my opinion. That's every respectable military retired officer that I know. Maybe there's some that don't believe it, and military expert. So I'm disappointed in your continued comment that you're relying on the, quote, commanders in the field. Commanders in the field never say they need help because of the nature of the commanders in the field.
Much of the hearing, though, was on friendlier terms. Pace said being nominated for the nation's top military post was both exhilarating and humbling. He said U.S. forces in Iraq are in for a long, tough fight, and while troops are capable of defeating insurgents, he added it won't be easy. But he was also upbeat about the progress of the Iraqi military, especially since elections last January.
Before January of 2005, they left combat. Sometimes. Since that time, not a single Iraqi unit has. I believe that a significant reason for that is the belief in their own political process, the stand-up of their own government, their own elections, and that another election based on the new constitution will further reinforce the belief in their own country of their own armed forces.
Pace conceded the U.S. armed forces face a recruiting challenge and said the problem was the message. Young folks, as Pace called them, need to understand the nation is, as he put it, truly at war with an enemy that seeks to eliminate the way we live. He said families need to be encouraged to let them follow their instincts. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.